Although it appears I'm alone, I can tell I'm not. I can hear their sniffling, their rushed breathing. They try to be quiet, but there's no use in hiding. I will find them. I will kill them! Just like their parents. My mind jumps back to the events of earlier today.
I have a mission. Should you choose to accept?
My master hisses into my numb ear. Yes, I accept. I'm brainwashed. There's no turning back now.
Out in town, there is a happy little family. The parents are Julia and Scott Clark. Scott made the mistake of escaping the cult, and now he will pay. Do you understand?
The master of my cult questioned. Yes, master, I understand, I shakily responded.
Good, now you will go to the train station at 6:30 a.m. Scott and Julia both get to work on that train. You will be there in approximately 15 seconds before the train comes into the station. You will push both of them onto the track. They will die. Do you understand?
Yes, master, I said weakly.
I said, do you understand?
Master bellowed, swatting me across the face. Yes, master, I understand, I exclaimed. As I approached the platform of the train station, I could see Julie and Scott sipping morning coffees, happily chatting. I stood in awe for a moment of the beauty of a normal life, a life where I'm not forced to kill, a life outside of the cult. The rumble of the train brings me out of my thoughts. Pulling my black hood over my face, I sauntered towards the happy couple. If I cannot have a normal life, then neither can they. I charged towards them just as the train is approaching. With one powerful shove, I managed to get both of them onto the tracks. A smile crosses my lips. I'm victorious. The panic screams please me as I watch as they are destroyed by the freight train. I hide in the shadows until the train is passed, then I slowly creep out to where the Clarks breathe their final breaths. Blood is splattered everywhere. Following my orders, I bend down and scoop some up, slowly drinking it, feeding my inner demons. Once I collect a vial of my newest victim's warm blood, I return to the camp.
Good. Good.
My master whispers, taking the vial from my sweaty palms.
We have a small problem, though. The children. We must get rid of them. More specifically, you must get rid of them.
But master, the children are innocent. I mustn't kill the children, I counter nervously.
You will do what you are told.
He retorted.